A new public works spending plan includes funding for state ferry repairs, but there's no money for new vessels or to resurrect a canceled ferry route. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Alaska Marine Highway System is planning for a new group of ferries to replace aging ships in the fleet. It already has $60 million set aside for the first vessel. But it's not enough, and system supporters hope to see some more money this year. The latest version of the capital budget, assembled by the Senate Finance Committee, has no funding. Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairwoman Kathy Romick says that's disappointing.
We knew going in that it was going to be tough and pretty doubtful that we were going to get a big lump sum of money again. But, you know, we'll just keep at it because at some point eventually we're going to be faced with that. But we just have to keep fighting the fight and working it because it is our highway.
The budget does include about $25 million for vessel and terminal repairs and overhauls. That includes about $500,000 to install a computerized fuel management system on the ferry Columbia. Marine Highway Chief Jim Beadle says the small ferry Aurora tested the system and saved about 12% in fuel costs. It's now on the Tustamina and is being installed on the Matanuska.
It's like when you stop at a stop sign and you hit the gas real heavy when you take off, you're burning a whole bunch of fuel that you don't need to burn. So allowing the computer to bring the engines up to speed and bring the engines down again and manage in between, it manages the fuel usage a whole bunch better.
The capital budget also okays plans to buy the Prince Rupert, British Columbia ferry dock. It's the same facility that had to be shut down for repairs last year. Beadle says it needs more work, and the Marine Highway System wants to be in charge.
Prince Rupert has not been maintaining the dock. Really don't want to be in that business. And as what we're looking at is seeing if we can buy the facility and then we would have to rebuild the facility. And as this goes forward, this allows us to spend federal money on the project. It's not dollars. It's authorization to spend money if, in fact, we do get to buy it.
The project is listed at $7.5 million, though it could cost more. Legislative budget writers are also boosting state support for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which is separate from the Marine Highway System. The Senate Finance Committee's capital budget includes $1.5 million for IFA operations. That's $1 million more than last year. But General Manager Bruce Jones says it's not enough to resurrect the authority's northern run. He says another $1 million to $1.25 million is needed to restart northern service. He says he's talked to state officials about that money.
You know, they can't justify investing in that run at this time. And we're going to have to sit back and wait for an opportunity to present itself on that north end to even consider bringing that vessel back out.
The IFA's northern service began in 2006. It connected Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Petersburg 3 or 4 days a week during the summer. Ridership was low, and the authority decided last month that it couldn't afford to continue the money-losing service. A private group has proposed renting the northern route ship for an expanded route, including Petersburg, Wrangell, Kaufman Cove, Ketchikan, and Hyder. Jones says that plan is under review. There's no question the authority will continue running its southern route connecting Hollis and Ketchikan. Jones says the extra state money will help keep that run viable.
We need assistance with, you know, some debt service. $250,000 of that we're going to pay Petersburg back, a loan that we got a couple of years ago. It'll pay for insurance and just other operating costs.
He hopes the subsidy continues. He estimates the authority needs up to $1 million a year in state support. The IFA's annual budget is about $4.5 million without the northern run. The Senate Finance Committee's capital budget still needs to make it through the full legislature and pass the governor for funding to be made available. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.